We start today with an examination of President Trump's decision to end the DACA program for children of illegal immigrants by analyzing the program, its role in the lives of the people in it, and what steps are being sought and anticipated by and for the various players involved in all this. To launch into this, we bring in the Director of Content and Activism for Numbers USA, Chris Chmielewski. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And it's numbersusa.com. Learn more about this issue and various other elements of immigration, both illegal as well as legal. And well, just for the casual observer of all this, because certainly the response, I think, has caught the attention of even those who really weren't concerned about this topic, but are taking a thankfully growing interest in it. What were the mechanics of the DACA program?
So it was first introduced by former President Obama back in 2012, and the main purpose of it, his reason for doing it, was because he couldn't get Congress to pass an amnesty, and it benefits what is usually viewed as the most sympathetic folks that are in the country illegally. They're illegal aliens who came to the United States under the age of 16, most likely by their parents or other family members, so they really didn't have control over the situation, and now they're here illegally, and they grew up here. You know, they're in their late teens, early 20s, and the program, essentially what it did was two things. First, it provided them deferred action, which protected them from any sort of removal proceedings. So as long as they didn't commit any felonies or a certain number of misdemeanors, they couldn't be deported by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And the second thing, and the thing that Numbers USA is always most concerned about, is that it gave them work permits. So it allowed them to apply for nearly every single job in the United States and compete with American workers.
And if you were in that permit program and DACA program, it was a renewable program. It was a two-year term, wasn't it?
Right. So the initial program announced in 2012, it provided a two-year work permit that was renewable for the length of the program. So as long as, you know, assuming that somebody didn't come in, like President Trump, and rescind the program, it would go on forever for those that were eligible for it. Now, in 2014, President Obama did announce a second amnesty program called the DAPA amnesty, and with that, he extended the DACA work permits to 3 years, but that was struck down by the courts back in 2015. That was the lawsuit challenge led by Texas and about 26 other states. Against the administration, so they actually struck down that expansion. So it's stayed at 2 years since its introduction.
So with the courts shooting down the DAPA program, why wasn't the DACA program taken aim at? Because in a roundabout way, maybe by mistake, even Obama admitted that he was probably skirting on unconstitutional ground.
Absolutely, you know, he admitted a number of times beforehand that he didn't have the authority to do it, but then he went ahead and did it anyway. And that's what the courts found. Now, the reasoning, the rationale behind the state of Texas and those states that joined onto the Texas lawsuit, why they decided to only challenge the DAPA program and not challenge the DACA program is a little unknown, but that they essentially forced Trump's hand, because Attorney General Ken Paxton down in Texas came out this summer and said, we're going to amend that DAPA lawsuit, which is still going through the courts, even though it's worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. There are a number of things. It's a pretty complicated case, so there are several different tracks that it's on. But Attorney General of Texas Paxton, again, what he said he would do is amend the DAPA lawsuit by adding a challenge to DACA to it on September 6th if the president didn't do something, if the president didn't end the program. So essentially he forced the administration's hands to do what they did on Tuesday, and that was to rescind DACA.
Chris Chmielewski, who is the Director of Content and Activism for Numbers USA. The website is numbersusa.com, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And the concept of ending, that's one of the points of confusion right now, because the way it was worded and the way it's been misreported, that there's a six-month delay on ending DACA, which that's not true. That it's over and done with. But those who are in it, there's almost like a cousin to a grandfather clause, I guess you would say.
Yeah. And what happened was, you know, there were some White House leaks over the weekend, whether they were intentional or unintentional. And so the media got their hands on this news that there was going to be some sort of a six-month extension to the program. But they didn't know the details, so they just reported that that the administration was going to end DACA, but they were going to wait 6 months to do it. What the administration did in actuality was they immediately ended new applications. So if there were any new applications received after September 5th for DACA, they weren't going to accept those applications. Then what they said was, if there is anybody whose DACA status expires between now and 6 months from now, which is March 5th of 2018, they have up until October 5th of this year to send in an application for renewal. As long as they get their renewal application in by October 5th, they'll consider it. But it only applies, again, to those whose status expires between now and March 5th. So anybody whose status expires after March 5th of 2018 is kind of out of luck. When their work permit and their deferred action expires after that date, they won't have an opportunity to renew, and they'll fall back into, well, they're still in illegal status. Their immigration status is still illegal, but they'll lose their deferred action protection and they'll lose their work permit after March 5th.
And because of their, as I mentioned in the introduction, they're freely signing up for the DACA program, immigration will have their information if they did indeed want to enforce immigration laws and to go after however many, wherever they happen to be.
Right. In total, about 790,000, just shy of 800,000, have taken advantage of the program. Currently, there are about 690,000, I believe, DACA recipients that are out there. So there's been 100,000 that have either lost their status because they violated one of the conditions, or they decided to move back to the country that they originally came from, or because for one reason or other, they just chose not to renew. Maybe they just didn't get their application in on time. So there's a little bit of, you know, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with them. That's what's in limbo, and that's what's going to have to get decided by Congress over the next 6 months if they decide to do anything at all.
And when we say those numbers, too, starting at 800,000, now we're down to around 690,000. That's not just
right.
DACA applicants or participants. Those are American jobs that are currently held by, absent of this DACA permit, an illegal alien. So I think that's something that people have to be reminded of, unfortunately, all too frequently. Now, a couple of curiosities and concerns come out of this from this stage in the game. We had President Trump tweet through an agreement with Nancy Pelosi, apparently, or just to ease her concern, which that's a whole nother kettle of soup that's brewing on that side of the aisle, but that there's not going to be a roundup over these next 6 months. There's not going to be, you know, this barrage of ICE agents going into the bodegas and rounding up whoever they can. But then on the flip side, you've had Paul Ryan and to a lesser degree Mitch McConnell looking to, I guess you could say to a degree, pander to the Hispanic voters. So as far as Numbers USA is concerned, are there concerns about what, since Trump basically said, okay, we're ending this one, you guys over there in the Capitol building, you got a better idea, let's see it within the next 6 months and show me what you got.
Yeah, absolutely. We're concerned, and in fact, we're in the process today of mobilizing our 8 million plus activists to remind President Trump in the White House of some of the promises that he made along the campaign trail, and some of the things that he said since he's been president, since Inauguration Day. But you mentioned his tweet. He sent out two tweets. That were pretty concerning this week. One that said that if Congress didn't act within the six-month window that he gave them, that he'll revisit the issue. And then the second one is that, again, the tweet that you mentioned, that and what's being reported is that it was at the urging of Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, to say that these DACA recipients were safe, that they weren't going to use that information that the government has. You know, they know where they live, they know what they know who they're working for, things like that. They're not going to use that information to find them and put them into removal proceedings once their work permits expire. So it's definitely been concerning. You know, we oppose amnesty. We oppose any sort of amnesty, whether it addresses all 11 million people that are in the country illegally or whether it addresses just a small portion of them. And one of our biggest concerns with the DACA amnesty is that the DACA slash DREAM argument is that, well, these illegal aliens didn't do anything wrong because most of them came here at a younger age. They were brought here by their parents to no fault of their own. But our current immigration law allows them that if they did receive amnesty, once they get to a specific status, they can then just sponsor their parents for green cards and for U.S. citizenship. So those parents who were blaming and were trying not to reward will eventually be rewarded if we reward their children. So we have a lot of concerns with not just the bigger issue, but again, some of the things that Trump has said since they've rescinded the program on Tuesday.
So with that scenario, basically the immigration law could be turned against itself.
Exactly. Yeah. There's this portion of the law called chain migration, which allows any immigrant that comes to the United States on a green card, once they get U.S. citizenship, they can sponsor their spouses, their minor children, and their parents. And those are unlimited categories. They're uncapped. And that's what we learned from the 1986 amnesty that was signed into law by President Reagan, passed by Congress, was that most of those folks that received that amnesty and then got their green cards and became citizens, they then sponsored their spouses and minor children and their parents. And then what happens is when they come into the country, they can sponsor their extended family members. And you just have these unlimited chains of legal immigration that are created from this one smaller group. And that's the fear with the DACA amnesty. Yes, it's only a smaller group. It's 800,000 people that we're talking about that are in the country illegally. But again, if you reward them, it allows them then to bring in so many other people.
Now, the point that too many people are overlooking, thankfully, Numbers USA brings this to attention. I mentioned that 690,000 active DACA participants in New Jersey. There's around 22,000 DACA participants still with active visas, which, of course, again, translates to 22,000 jobs taken away from legal residents of America and obviously New Jersey. Again, that's one of the underlying concerns of the DACA program, which, again, the creator himself admitted and confessed that it was illegal at the most and perhaps even unconstitutional. And so the Texas court with the Texas lawsuit with their decisions and what that brought about, too, with the related DAPA program, which, again, adds more question to the legitimacy of the DACA program. Learn more about this issue and follow on what is to come next over these, no doubt, next six adventurous months with this issue, and well, with many others as far as immigration is concerned. Visit the Numbers USA website, numbersusa.com. We've been joined by their Director of Content and Activism, Chris Chmielewski. Chris, thanks for the information for being here today.
Thanks for having me.